According to Marx's theory, the primary goal of management is to extract the maximum amount of surplus value from the labor of employees in order to maximize profits for the owners of capital. This is achieved through various means, including paying low wages, imposing long working hours, and denying workers the right to participate in decision-making processes. In contrast, the primary goal of employees is to resist this exploitation and to secure better working conditions, higher wages, and greater control over their work.